My father was essentially exiled from Palestine in 1967, which meant he couldn't return. And it took him about 10 years to get foreign citizenship in order to return just to visit his family and the only home he'd ever known. So this was a source of tremendous pain for him. And that pain was passed down to my siblings and I. And I wanted to explore that. I wanted to explore the inheritance of trauma that I experienced through my father and through his heartache watching his homeland disintegrate over time. My first memory of traveling to Palestine was when I was 8 years old, and my family was held at the border between Jordan and the West Bank for 12 hours. The soldiers went through all of our belongings, confiscated certain items, strip-searched every single one of us, including my baby sisters, who were 1 year old and 3 years old. My father, of course, was totally humiliated. Like, as a kid, I just remember his face burning red with humiliation. And so he confronted the soldiers, and they started yelling at him, and I thought that they were going to kill him. So this was really my first memory of traveling to Palestine, and it was the first time where I really understood what it meant to be Palestinian. So there's the parts of the film that were inspired by my own life or my father's life, and then, you know, there are the parts of the film that were inspired by stories that were passed down or stories within the community, stories of things that happened to people that we know, friends of the family. And a lot of those were stories from 1948, the things that happened to Palestinians when the State of Israel was being created. And essentially, they are Nakba stories. And that's, you know, I knew I always wanted to make a Nakba film. So that's, you know, that was one of the things that motivated me to make this film, was to tell the story, the larger story of what happened in 1948, when, you know, almost 800,000 Palestinians were ethnically cleansed from Palestine in order to make way for a Jewish majority state. I never really understood, you know, as a kid growing up in the U.S., I never understood why people didn't know these stories, because they happened to people I know, and I couldn't really understand why no one knew them, and I wanted people to know them, and I also couldn't understand why talking about them was offensive to some people. It's our lived experience, so I think I wanted to show it in a way, in a film, that just captured it authentically and could honor the people who survived that.